Hey, it's sitting in the studio with Code Talker and myself. We have Jeff Carithers here from Global Air. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Good
morning, Jeff.
Jeff, you've got something really cool here. Is this open to anybody or just specifically people here at AirVenture?
It's an aviation application built for anybody who does a lot of cross-country flying.
Okay. And you're talking about MaxTrax.
That's correct.
The fuel route mapping system.
That's correct. www.airportfuelprices.com.
Uh-oh. You just said the magic word.
Easy words.
Yeah. People are always looking for cheap gas.
That's exactly what the system's designed for, to find you the best fuel prices in your route.
That's good. That's very good, because as aviators, we're all very concerned with fuel, which right now is being turned into some wonderful aircraft sounds, courtesy of the Aeroshell team out there. They're on a formation takeoff in this dreary day. So how does this work?
It's based off a Google mapping system and FBO fuel prices, of course, and the FAA airport system. We collect all this data and put it into one database and make an interface, a graphical interface, that allows you to go from point A to point B, and we find you the best fuel prices in your route.
Wow. It's that simple. Well, it's very dependent on the FBO keeping their website and everything updated on their fuel prices.
Absolutely. One of the agreements that we have with the FBOs is that they have to come in and update every 30 days.
And more frequent updates are greatly appreciated.
Absolutely. Most of the larger metropolitan areas and the larger FBO chains, they update once a week.
Uh-huh.
So our fuel prices are probably the best anywhere online.
How are the aviation fuel prices going? Are they going up, down, or holding steady right now?
It almost depends on what area of the country that you're in.
Oh,
but for the most part, they are up just a little bit.
And how many FBOs do you have participating now?
Right now, we're right at 1,800.
Wow.
That's a good selection.
We're growing about 20 or 30 a day. People see, or the FBO see the value to what we're doing.
Sure, because they want to sell fuel. That's
sure.
part of their money making.
Free advertising, after all.
Yep.
Oh, that
it's
too.
That's the premise of the whole system, is, you know, people being able to find them and their fuel prices online.
And not only that, but once they say, hey, well, you know, Joe Schmo FBO here has got gas for $3.29 a gallon, and there's a link to the website, naturally they click on the link and see what
sure.
other services they
Absolutely.
Have.
Absolutely. They can stay inside the globalair.com system if they want FBO contact information, airport information, local weather. Just about everything that you're going to need is all in one place, and that's what makes us quite unique.
Yeah, the information at this website is going to be tremendous and very easy to access. And everybody is a big fan of easy.
Easy.
Got a drawing for a free ride with Major John Klatt, the Air National Guard airplane. He's out here performing. That is an impressive ride. What do you have to do to get on this?
Just come on by our booth at Hangar D, booth 4028. And register, and we'll be giving you a call between 2:30 and 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and you have to be ready to fly by 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, or Saturday morning. And if you've watched John Klatt fly, I think you'll understand he's one of the best in the country.
Oh, that he is. And I'll tell you what, you'll pardon me if I don't apply for this aerobatics and I just don't agree anymore.
Now, I've flown with John, and he is one of those type pilots who wants you to enjoy what you're doing. He's not there to make you have an unpleasant ride, I'll put it that way.
Yeah, well, my problem is that as I have aged, I've grown a little more intolerant of aerobatics. My ex-girlfriend was out there looping and rolling with the best of them, and a pilot friend of mine did a little 2.5G zoomy at the end of the field, and I turned as green as the grass. I hate when that happens.
Enough said.
Yeah, really. But this is a heck of a prize. It's an awesome system that you got going. I mean, fuel route mapping, this is wonderful because...
Oh, I did a trip yesterday from here to Austin, and what's really amazing about it, at Austin was, I believe, 569, but middle way in their trip, in their route, we found it for 319. So it was
wow.
almost a $2 difference
yeah.
In the per gallon. And that system is well worth what you're doing with us. It is a fee-based system, but it's only $12.50 a month, and you're going to pay for it every single time you use it. It's going to pay for itself.
Yeah, that's dog food money, for crying out loud. $12.50 a month is very reasonable.
I had a fellow come by yesterday and say, that's preacher's rates.
There you go. But that's good because, you know, there are proponents of flying cheaply. AOPA is doing things to help pilots reduce their costs, as are EAA. And, of course, one of the bigger costs of owning an airplane is fuel. That's a direct operating cost.
And that's really what this system is all about. I mean, that's the whole premise, is to be able for you to go from point A to point B and find alternatives. So we've made it to where the system will take you from point A to point B, give you three options in between your legs, and then plus your fuel at the particular destination. You can actually look at the 50-mile nautical radius of all the airports surrounding that area and look at their fuel prices.
Well, here's a question for you. Is this just with avgas, or does this work for the guys out there burning kerosene, too?
Correct. Jet A and Hunter Low Lead works for both.
Works for both.
You can also use ILS approaches, instrument approaches, or VFR.
So there's a plethora of information there.
It's wonderful. We've been using it now for about, 6 months, and we just introduced the corridor search this week. Our guys have been hustling to get this done for Oshkosh. And the corridor search is just absolutely remarkable. You can look at a range of 25 miles to 100-mile corridor search going in your route and find the best fuel prices. And in an airplane, you know, you can glide into 25-mile corridor without wasting your time.
Easily. That's a 25-mile diversion, say, in an RV6 is not a big deal at all. It's a very slight diversion.
So what we're trying to do is keep you on route without going way out of this, you know, way out of your way to save 10 cents.
Right.
Sure.
Some of the other systems we see out there will take you anywhere, but by the time you get there, you've blown all your economics.
Right, exactly, because what you've done is you've burned the advantage, basically. You're trying to save fuel, trying to get cheap gas, and the diversion has cost you more fuel.
Correct. Now, I will say this, that this system is, since it is a fee-based system, you're probably going to want to be a cross-country flyer.
Right.
If you do more local flying, then using GlobalAir.com's Airport Resource Center is probably something easier for you to use.
Yeah, this is for somebody that's got to do serious cross-country here, not for the guy that comes home from work and putters around the sky for an hour or so just to unwind and relax.
Yeah.
More than likely, they'll pick up fuel at their home FBO.
On GlobalAir.com, they can actually do another 50-mile radius search from their local airport and find what's surrounding them there.
Well, are there any event activities or anything logged on that as well? You know, like pancake breakfasts or fly-ins or anything like that?
We've actually set up globalair.com now to where you can find the $100 hamburger.
Oh, that's great.
Very nice.
That's great because there's a lot of EAAers that will go to the pancake breakfast, one of the more famous ways of raising funds for the local chapters. And to be honest with you, flying into one of those things is really cool. The food is always good. The people are just over the top with enthusiasm.
The people are always the best, especially when they're with the EAA.
Yeah, we all share a common bond. We're just crazy about aviation. And, of course, we're also we try to be as frugal as we can. The economy is tight right now, and everybody's scrambling to pinch pennies. And, well, this sounds like another great way for us to go and save fuel. And this is, obviously it's open to everybody. You just get on the site, and boom, it's all there.
Very easy to use. You just put in your departure and arrival and tell it how long your max leg is or your bladder, and hit the go button.
There you go. I like hitting the go button.
Well, speaking of FBOs, let's say I operate an FBO. How do I have mine added to your list, your database?
You simply go to globalair.com, and on our main Airport Resource Center page, there'll be a link there to add your FBO. And it's that simple. It's free for the FBOs to participate. They just go in and understanding with the big red letters on the page. It says you must update your fuel prices every 30 days or less.
Simple as good.
Yeah, really. This sounds like a win-win scenario for everybody. You know, the pilots get to find the cheaper fuel, and the FBOs get the business. And it sounds to me like it's going to work out very well. And we're talking to Jeff Carithers here, GlobalAir.com. Highly recommend that you check it out. And also their other website, which is Airport Fuel Prices. That's one big word, easy to spell even for me. .com to get you, essentially good fuel prices, which everybody is looking for. And I'm Fast Eddie. Jeff, thanks for stopping.
Well, I remember speaking with you before, Fast Eddie, and it was very, very enjoyable.
Well, we try to not to torture our guests too much in the morning. It's just way too early for that kind of stuff. So, Jeff, good luck with your website. And obviously, when I get home, I'm going to have to take a look at it here. I'm Fast Eddie.
And I'm Co-Talker.
And you're listening to EAA Radio.